Welcome to my weekly podcast, Soul Ventures, Episode 6, Impeccable. This week, I will explore the significance of the word impeccable and find out how, by applying it to aspects of your life, particularly the words you use, this can transform not just your journey, but the lives of all those around you. Last week, I talked about the notion that words are seeds, that you are a gardener, and that you are not only in charge of what type of seeds to plant, but what type of garden you are cultivating. So let's sow the seeds for an impeccable garden today, shall we? And as we sow, we shall reap. Once you start exploring with me, you will reconnect with the true essence of you, that what makes you, you. And you will realize that wherever you are on this round, beautiful planet, all roads lead you home. In the time it takes you to have a cup of tea, my aim is that this podcast is just as refreshing and rejuvenating. So think of this as a cup of tea for your ears and a biscuit for the soul. Part 1. The Four Agreements. The ancients understood the power of words very well. The Toltecs, a civilization that flourished in what is now present-day central Mexico, lived by four agreements or guiding principles. The first of these pillars of Toltec wisdom was, be impeccable with your words. This word impeccable might surprise you when associated with words you use, but if you consider the meaning of the word, faultless or flawless, we can begin to understand the wisdom and significance of this advice. Being impeccable with your words means use your words carefully and with precision, not to emphasize faults. If you think about some of the thoughts and words you tell yourself on a daily basis, or even on a minute-by-minute basis, I'm sure you can pick out some words or sentences that you would never dream of saying to another person. Yet, we have a tendency to find faults or flaws with ourselves very easily and focus on these at the expense of everything else. We can sometimes be our own harshest critics. And I'm pretty sure we would be the first to speak up and object if another person spoke to us in the same way. Instead of speaking with words that emphasize the faults or flaws of ourselves or others, what magic we could create for ourselves, our communities, and ultimately the world, if we chose our words more carefully and with precision. If we recognize words carry energy, and that each one has a particular frequency, much like different instruments in an orchestra. There have been experiments on how plants and flowers respond to both positive and negative words. In one example, a plant was subjected to negative words and criticism. Another identical plant in the same setting was exposed to positive, loving words and encouragement. Guess which one thrived for longer and produced more luscious blooms? Part 2. Being impeccable. What does it mean to be impeccable with our words? If somebody has, for example, impeccable taste, then they are known for making consistent, careful, considered choices. They might well have an appreciation of beautiful music, art, design, exquisite clothes, fine craftsmanship, and generally exude an appearance of overall elegance. If somebody is impeccable with their words, then they do not use falsehoods. In other words, they take care to speak truthfully and without distorting the meaning of what they want to say. Being impeccable with our words means using words wisely. Last week, I talked about how words are as spells, and I invited you to choose your own magic word for 2024. When you choose your words widely, you are tapping into the power of great magic to create as you speak. The original meaning of the word abracadabra was the Aramaic, I will create as I speak. We do just this with the words we choose. So choose them mindfully. Impeccable words uplift and inspire. They don't drag down, insult, or cheapen another person. We are, after all, gardeners, planting the seeds with our words, reaping what we sow. So it makes sense to choose mindfully and be attentive to what we're planting. Part 3. Flawless. Being impeccable with our words means doing what we say we will do, being true to our word. If you are true to your word, when you give somebody your word, you are building trust. Using language constructively is far more effective and beneficial than throwing our words carelessly around and destroying bridges we have built or crushing the hopes of another person. Flawless words, faultless words, are impeccable words. When you give somebody your word, you give them a solemn promise or pledge. I give you my word. This week, I encourage you to mind your language and be impeccable with your words. So there we have it. The key points from today's episode are: words have great power. Let's use them carefully. The first of the Toltec agreements was to be impeccable with your words. And take care with the seeds you are planting. My intention over the course of these episodes is to get you back on track so that you can enjoy the rest of your journey here on Earth. In the next episode, we'll be talking more about the magic of words. Until then, happy travelling. If you enjoyed this episode, you're very welcome to subscribe to my podcast. If you know somebody else who might be interested in it, feel free to share it with them. To find out more, visit my website at www.iamjennywilson.com. Here you can find details of how you can download my free PDF ebook, The Hidden Language of Colour. Go to iamjennywilson.com and follow the free ebook link. You can also find out details of my books from my website. The books are available from whichever version of Amazon is local to you. Or you can follow me on Instagram at iamjennywilson. Let's reconnect next time and explore more of the universal language and the soul. In the meantime, keep expanding and enjoy the journey.